This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Trumas, Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph. Hu Isha Shehoisa Eichelis B'Truma. Ubo V'Omer Lo Meis Baleich, O Ger Sheikh. V'Chein Ho Eved Shehoi Eichel B'Truma. Ubo V'Omer Lo Meis Raboch, O Machroch L'Yisrael. O Nesanach B'Matana. O Asacha Ben Chayrin. V'Chein Kayen Shehoi Eichel B'Truma. V'Noiduhu Shehu Ben Gusho Ben Chalutza. Rebbe Eliezer Mechayev. Karen v'chaymish. If the wife of a kohen ate truma and she was then told that her husband died or divorced her before she ate, making her ineligible to eat that truma, or if the slave of a kohen ate truma and was then told that his master died, sold him to a non-kohen, gave him away as a gift or freed him, or if a kohen ate truma and discovered that his mother was a divorcee or chalutza, whom his father was forbidden to marry, and therefore he is a chalal and not a kohen. In all these cases, Reb Eliezer said that they must repay the truma with an additional fifth, like any other kohen who eats truma by accident. Reb Yoshua Piter. Reb Yoshua said they are exempt, but only if it was chametz truma eaten on the morning of Erev Pesach, since they were in a rush to eat it. They cannot be blamed for this mistake. Hoya oimet umakrav al gabe mizbeach v'noydesh uben gerusho ben chalutza Reb Eliezer oimer kol kabonus shehikrav al gabe mizbeach pesulim. If a kohen was in the middle of offering a korban on the mizbeach and discovered that his mother was a divorcee or a chalutza, Reb Eliezer said that all the korbanos he offered are invalid. V'Reb Yoshua Machsher. Reb Yoshua said that they are valid. A cholol may not offer korbanos, but b'di'eved his korbanos are valid. Noida shuhu balmon avodasai psula. If this kohen discovered that he had a deformity that made him unfit to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, all agree that the korbanos he offered are invalid. And that is the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Trumos, Perek Ches, Mishnah Beis. B'kulam shayse truma b'toch pihem, Reb Eliezer Omer, Yivlo. If a kohen's wife had truma in her mouth when her husband divorced her, or a kohen's slave had truma in his mouth when he was sold, Reb Eliezer said they should swallow it and then repay it with an additional fifth. Reb Yoshua Omer, Yifloitu. Reb Yoshua said they must spit it out. Amru lo nitmesa v'nitmeis truma, Reb Eliezer Omer, Yivla. If a kohen had truma in his mouth and just then he or the truma became tameh, Reb Eliezer said he should swallow it. Reb Yoshua Omer Yiflait. Reb Yoshua said he must spit it out. Tameh ha yisa utameya haisa truma oinoida shehu tevel umaisa rishain shelo nitla trumasai Umaisa sheni vehegdish shalom niftu, oy shetoam tam pishbeish l'teich piv, harei ze yiflay. If he discovers that either he or the truma were tame beforehand, or that the food he was eating was tevel, or was maisa rishon from which truma's maisa had not been separated, or maisa sheni or hegdish that had not been redeemed, or he tastes a bug in his food, all agree that he must spit it out, since it was forbidden before he started eating. That's the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Trumos, Perek Ches, Mishnah Gimel. Hoya Eichel Be'eshkol V'nichnas Min Hagino L'chotzer Reb Eliezer Omer Yigmar. If a person picked a grape cluster and ate from it without tithing, as he walked from his garden into his courtyard, Reb Eliezer said that he may go back out of the yard and finish eating the grapes without tithing them. Reb Yeshua Omer lo yigmar. Reb Yeshua said that he must tithe them before he continues eating, since entering the courtyard makes the grapes obligated in tithing. Chosh cho lele Shabbos. Reb Eliezer Omer yigmar. Reb Yeshua Omer lo yigmar. If he was eating them when Shabbos began, Reb Eliezer said he may finish eating them after Shabbos. Reb Yeshua said that he must tithe them after Shabbos before he finishes eating them, since Shabbos obligates them to tithe them. That's the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Trumais, Perek Ches, Mishnah Dalet. Yayin Shel Truma Shenizgala Yeshafech. Wine that was left open must be poured out, since a snake might have drunk from it and poisoned it in the process. The Ein Tzarech Loimar Shalchulin. This is true even for Truma wine, and certainly for Chulin. Shloisha Mashkin Asurin Mishum Gilui Hamayim Vehayayin Vehecholov. Three drinks become forbidden when left out: water, wine, and milk. Ushar kol hamashkin mutarin. Other drinks are permitted, since snakes do not drink from them. Kama yishu v'yiyu asuin kedei sheyetze ho rachash mimakom korov v'yishte. How long may water, wine, or milk be left out before they become forbidden? The answer is enough time for a snake to emerge from a nearby hole and drink. And that is the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechtas Trumais, Perek Ches, Mishnah Hey, Shir Hamayim Hamigulin Kedei Shetoivad Bohem Hamora. If there is enough water to dilute any possible snake venom to the point of being safe, it is permitted. Rabbi Yossi Omer Bakelim Kol Shein. Rabbi Yossi said that if the water is in a container, then it becomes forbidden regardless of the amount. U vakarkois arbayim so. If it is in a pit in the earth, it must have 40 so to dilute the venom. That's the end of Mishnah Hay. Mesechtas Trumais, Perek Ches, Mishnah Vav. Nikure te'enim va'anavim v'kishuyin v'hadaluyin v'ho'av tichim v'hame l'fafaynais afilu heim kikar echa gadol v'echa katan echa talush v'echa mechubar kol shiyesh boi lecha aser. If holes that might be signs of a snake bite are found in figs, grapes, cucumbers, squashes, melons, or citron squash, the entire thing becomes forbidden regardless of its size and whether or not it is still attached to the earth. This is all true of moist foods in which the moisture causes the venom to spread throughout the food. For dry foods, one may just cut off the place of the holes. un shuchas hanochash asura mimnei sakonas nefoshes. An animal that was bitten by a snake may not be eaten, since it might contain deadly venom. And that's the end of Mishnah Vav. Mesechtes Trumais, Perukhes Mishnah Zayin, Hamishameres Shel Yayin, Asura Mishum Gilui. Wine that is covered by a strainer is still forbidden, since the venom can pass through the holes of the strainer. Reb Nechemya Matir. Reb Nechemya permits it, since he holds that the venom floats to the top and does not pass through the strainer. That's the end of Mishnah Zayin. Masechtas Becheiros, Perek Ches, Mishnah Ches. Chovis Shel Truma Shenoilid Basafik Tuma, Reb Eliezer Omer, Im Hoysim Munachas, B'mekoyim HaTorfa, Yanichenu B'mekoyim HaMotzna. Tahor Truma must be guarded from becoming Tamei. If a person has a barrel of Truma and there is a reason to suspect that it might have become Tamei, Reb Eliezer said it is still must be protected from definite Tuma. Therefore, if it was left in a public area where a Tamei person might touch it, it must be moved somewhere safer. If it was left uncovered, then it must be covered. Reb Yoshua Aymer, Im Haysu Munachas B'makom Mutzna, Yanichenu B'makom Torfa. Reb Yoshua said that even if it wasn't a safe place, it should be moved into a public area. Even if it was covered, it should be uncovered. In its current state, it may not be eaten, since it might be Tamei, and it may not be sprinkled to make a good smell, since it might be Tahar. By allowing it to become Tamei, at least it may be used for sprinkling. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Al Yechadesh Badover. Rabbi Gamliel said that it should be left as is. And that is the end of Mishnah Ches. Masechtas Trumas, Perek Ches, Mishnah Tes. Chovas Shenishbira, Bagas, Huel Yaina, Patach Toina Tumeya, Moide Reb Elias Reb Yeshua, Shemichoylim Lahatzel Mimenu Revius, B'Tahara Yatzil. If a barrel of Tahor Truma wine broke in the top part of a wine press and started to flow down into the Tamei Chulin wine in the bottom part, on the one hand, it is important to catch the Truma wine before they mix, since each one by itself is permitted, but mixed together they become forbidden. On the other hand, one may not catch the wine in the Tamei cups, since it is forbidden to make Truma Tamei. Reb Eliezer and Reb Yoshua agree that if he has time to bring a Tahor cup to catch even a revius of the Tahor Truma, he must do so, and thus save at least a revius of the Truma in when it's Tahor and it's pure. Ve'im lav Reb Eliezer Omer, Teired v'titame v'al yitam enu biyadav. If the only thing he has are Tamei cups available to save the Truma on top, that is Tamei, Reb Eliezer said that he may not actively make the Truma wine Tamei by catching it in those cups, because then he'll make the Truma Tamei, and one is forbidden to make Truma, that is Tahor, into Tamei. Even though the Truma wine will anyway become Tamei when it mixes with the Tamei Chulin on the bottom, a person is not allowed to bring the Truma, which is Tahor, to Tuma by bringing a Keli, and that is the end of Mishnah Tes. Masechtas Trumais, Perek Ches, Mishnah Yud. V'chein Chovis Shel Shemen Shenish Becho, Moide Reb Eliezer Reb Shimon, Shem Yochol Lahatzel Memen Revius B'Tahara Yatzel. Similarly, if a barrel of Tahor Truma oil spilled, they agree that if he has time to bring a Tahar cup to catch even a revius of the Tahar Truma, he must do so. V'im lav, Reb Eliezer Omer, Teirid v'tiboleya va'al yival eno biyado. Reb Eliezer said that if he has only Tame cups that are available, then he may not actively make the Truma oil Tame by catching it in those cups, even if it will anyway be lost. And that's the end of Mishnah Yud. Masechtas Trumais Perikhes Mishnah Yud Aleph. Va'alzu va'alzu, Amar Rebbe Yoshua, lo zuhi truma sha'ani muzar le melatama ele melachla. In all these cases, meanings from Mishnah Ches to Mishnah Yud in this parak, Rabbi Yeshua argued that the obligation to preserve the purity of truma does not apply, since anyway it is perhaps tameh or will certainly become tameh, although the prohibition against eating it does apply. Ubal titama ketzad, haya oiver mimakum lamakum, v'kikoris shel truma biyadai, omar loy nachri tenli achas mihem va'at ma, v'im lav hariani metame es kula, Reb Eliezer oimer yitame es kula, v'al yitain loy achas mihem v'yitame. If a person was carrying loaves of truma and was attacked by a goy who said, give me one of them and I will make it tameh, or I will take them all by force and make them all tameh, Reb Eliezer said that better to let him take them all by force rather than surrender one of them willingly. Reb Yoshua Omer Yaniach Lefanav Achas Mehen Al Hasola. Rabbi Yeshua said that he should put one down on a rock for the Gentile to take, rather than putting it in directly into the Gentile's hand, into the guy's hand. And that's the end of Mishnah Yud Aleph. Masechtas Trumos, Perek Ches, Mishnah Yud Beis. V'chein noshim sha'amru lehem acharim, tenu lanu achas mikem v'netama, v'imlav hari anu metamin es kulchem, so yitamu es kulchem v'al yimsu lohem nefesh achas miyisrael. Similarly, if you have a group of women who are being threatened, surrender one of yourselves willingly to the goyim to marry, or we will take all by force to marry, then that it is better to let these goyim take them all by force, but you cannot willingly surrender even one Jewish person to these goyim to marry. And that's the end of Mishnah Yud Beis.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.